Welcome back, listeners. You are now listening to the On the Radar Business Segment with me, Hertai Kanje, who will be taking you until the hour of 2:30 right here on Eagle FM. It's exactly 2 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. Now, in our first business news, Standard Bank introduces contactless ATM cards. Eagle FM speaks to its communications manager, Kadiha Moulton.
Okay, so you know, like, when you, I don't know if you're familiar, like, for example, at the swipe machine,
mm-hmm.
you can use your card. Instead of inserting your card or swiping your card, you just tap it on the screen and then the payment is made, and then you can put on your PIN and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically the same. So there's like a little block by the ATM where you tap your card instead of putting it in. So basically what the safety element of that is that you don't have to insert your card into that actual ATM. And that also, that protects you from skimming, where people they clone your cards. Because I don't know if you are aware that there was a time when there was quite a lot of fraud going on, where people put a device on top of the ATM,
mm-hmm.
and then when you insert your card, your card gets cloned. So now the people have access to your card.
Mm-hmm.
So with this feature, you just tap your card, so your card never leaves your side, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You tap your card, you put it back in your pocket, and it's also quick, convenient. Sometimes, you know, maybe some people forget their cards in the ATM. If you put your card in, you might take your money and forget to take your card out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, and it's also just an evolution in technology.
Mm-hmm.
Like just how much easier things can be done. So you just basically tap your card on the specific part of the ATM. It almost looks like a little Wi-Fi kind of symbol.
Mm-hmm.
And you tap your card, and then it's basically like you've inserted your card, and you still put in your PIN when you do your transaction. Your card never leaves your side. You can just tap it, put it back in your pocket, and so it's really the face of your card cannot be cloned, and there's less chance of you losing your card.
Mm-hmm. So meaning that the ATM will still require you to insert your PIN.
Correct. You still have to insert your PIN here.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. I just want to understand, all the cards, because I see that we've got the golden card, we got different types of ATM cards. Mm-hmm. Are they all going to work?
They will all work that way, but you would have to get a new card because this feature is on the card and not all the cards have that.
Mm-hmm.
If it came, for example, when last you got a replacement or so, because sometimes, you know, people go get new cards. If they lose their card or whatever reason, people replace old cards. So it depends really on how old your card is,
mm-hmm.
on whether or not it has that feature. So if it has a feature to tap, for example, at a swipe machine,
mm-hmm.
it will have that feature on the ATM. It's about a chip that's in the card. That chip gets scanned. And that chip, almost like a SIM card,
mm-hmm.
you put in your phone, that chip has your card information in it. So the hardware scans that chip and is able to get access to your account and you put in your PIN. So it's basically the same. It's not any different from inserting your card. The only difference is obviously your card doesn't leave your hand. You can see it. There's no chance of someone trying to scam you and so on.
Mm-hmm. Let me say, for instance, I have the old type of card which doesn't have these features. Or when I come in for a new one, are there certain fees that I have to pay in order for me to, you know, get a hold of a new one?
So yeah, there is a fee,
mm-hmm.
and so it's subject to change depending on rates, but those rates are on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's between 175 to 170 to 175.
All right. So currently, as we are speaking, are there ATMs out there already where a person can tap?
Yes, there are.
And that is what we are getting from Standard Bank right here from Kadiha Moulton. And yes, it's exactly 6 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment.
Speak your mind. while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first.
For social position to raise a child, what does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, listeners. Now, if you've just tuned in, you are listening to On The Radar's Business Segment right here on Eagle FM. Now, heading over to our next business item. Recon Africa says that it has actually seen the need for access or potable water in the two Kavango regions.
Recon Africa founder and executive chairperson Craig Steinke said the two Kavango regions lack access to potable water and that the company wants to make water a priority in both regions. He said this on Wednesday during the official handover of the 22 community water wells by Recon Namibia to the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform in the two Kavango regions. He said, and I quote, "When we got to Namibia a couple of months before we drilled our first stratigraphic well in Kawe, I kept seeing women and children working long distances with big buckets on their heads carrying water. I soon learned of the dire lack of access of potable water in the two regions, Kavango East and Kavango West."
Recon Africa started operations just about 2 years ago in November 2020. And it didn't take us very long to realize that there was a very profound problem for the people in the rural communities in Kavango East and West with access, daily access to fresh water, fresh drinking water. So we decided to drill our first community water well under the guidance of the ministry, and we built it before Christmas 2020. And it resonated very well with the community, so we decided to grow more, again, under the guidance of the ministry. And then as our experience evolved, we realized another profound challenge, and that's the challenge that the people along the Kavango River have in accessing water and exposing themselves to the dangers of the crocodiles. So I know there's many heartbreaking experiences. We were actually just meeting with the scientists at the fisheries department yesterday, and we were advised that there's over almost 60 crocodile deaths in the last 2 years as a result of accessing water through the Kavango River. So it's a very heartbreaking circumstance. And so again, under the guidance of the ministry, we have now commenced drilling some community water wells along the river. This one being one of them, to at least give the people the option of not going down. I'd like to make an important point. It's important to me and others, is that the ministry has set some pretty high standards for the design and quality of equipment for installing on these water wells. I think it's very impressive, and I'd just like to commend the ministry for that high standard and then the Recon team and their contractors for meeting those standards, because this equipment is well built, it's well designed, it's going to be here for a long time. You just walk over and look at that water trough. I mean, I'll reluctantly share with you it's better quality water trough than I have on my farm. So I think we're pleased to report that, in our view, that these community water wells have been a big success thus far. They evolved into the main focus of Recon Africa's environmental, social, and governance program, to the point where we have now committed to drilling another 10 water wells, again, under the guidance of the ministry, and 5 in Kavango East and 5 in Kavango West. I'm happy to also report that operation is starting this week. So that the when you're making new investments like Recon Africa has in community water wells, you're always wondering, are they going to work or are they not going to work? And at least you should be wondering that. And I think there's no question, in our experience, these water wells work. They're a solid investment. It's a circumstance where everybody wins. With community water wells, everybody wins. So we plan to grow more. So again, in conclusion, we're here today to turn these community water wells over to the ministry. They're capable hands so they can keep the water flowing. Thank you.
And that is what we are getting from the two Kavango regions right there, with Recon Africa saying that it has actually come across, or it has learned, that there are people actually lacking access to potable water right there in the two Kavango regions. That is, of course, Kavango West and Kavango East.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back, listeners. Now heading over to our next business item. Namibia Wildlife Resorts, NWR, hosts a roadshow in Germany. We speak to NWR's Manager for Corporate Communications and Online Media, Nielsen Ashipala.
Okay, so the roadshow was an invite by through the Namibian Tourism Board, where basically, as the world starts to open up, we need to again intensely and most jealously protect our markets, that is within tourism. Tourism being obviously the third biggest contributor to our GDP, we need to at least get back to where we were before COVID. So these initiatives are being done for us as tourism companies. On top of NWR, there are other stakeholders as well that are involved. On top of us having to go out and market ourselves intensively and ensure that that we drive confidence in our tourists, that whether it's new or the ones that used to visit Namibia before, to remind them that Namibia is open and that people can actually visit our country and so forth.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Who from NWR is there?
So from Namibia Wildlife Resorts, we have the managing director, Dr. Matthias Mgwangwama, and then we have the marketing, the chief marketing officer, who is Epson Kasuto. And with another delegation of industry players, for example, I saw Okonjima is there, and a lot of the other industry players that are there. So it's basically just those that are able to sell the services which we offer in terms of tourism, and then obviously also having to discuss Namibia as a country to the outside world.
Mm-hmm. And so do you think this roadshow will attract more, tourists to our country?
With tourism, there are two ways that one can attract tourists to your country. It's when you go out there and you sell your country, that's number one, which is now what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And then number two, obviously, word of mouth and the technology which we have in place. But having to go out to sell your country, I think that is probably the most plausible way that one can drive confidence in basically making one to understand why they should visit Namibia. Mm-hmm. So otherwise, if I wanted a postal holiday, for example, I would either look at the Caribbean Ocean and all these wonderful islands, not knowing that Namibia also has a beautiful ocean that one can visit. So mm-hmm. How do we do this? It's by ensuring that we go out there and we carry out road shows. And then also, secondly, remember, these road shows, they aren't only attended by tourists per se, but they are attended by what we call tour operators. So the ones that are able to actually sell this product or to sell Namibia as a country to those that they have on their clientele base. So I think going out there and having to sell our country is probably the most plausible way that one can actually ensure that we return to before COVID numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And now, if you just look back at the number of tourists that we receive in the country, if you can maybe just give us an estimation of the number of tourists that we receive from Germany.
Unfortunately, I do not have the figures with me right now, but I do know that with the last figures that were released by the Ministry of Environment, we are seeing a pickup of tourist numbers. And for me, I think the time is right now. There is a term that people are using whereby you feel when somebody was locked up away for a long while, you know, there was travel restrictions. You will have that lust of wanting to travel. And I feel the time is right for us now to go out and to market ourselves, because as the world starts to open up, one would want to drive the message of what we have. I mean, all the conditions which were set up by the Ministry of Environment, on top of this, one having to enter the country without having to show a negative COVID result. All these stories have to be told to the world out there that Namibia is ready to receive them. I was going through our data for last week on our occupancies at Namibia Wildlife Resort, for example. Mm-hmm. We're about to hit the 40% mark occupancy rate. Now, these are numbers that we are talking about, before COVID hit us. So it's the world is starting to open up, and we need to ensure that we are ready to receive these tourists as they come in.
Mm-hmm. And that is what we are getting from NWR's own management or manager for corporate communications and online media, Nelson Ashipala, regarding NWR actually hosting a road show in Germany. It's exactly 19 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's Business Segment with me here, Tai Kanjo. And I'll be taking you until the hour of 2 o'clock, bringing you the latest business news.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or the Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400, or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Welcome back, listeners. Now heading over to our next business news. MTC and Momentum Metropolitan Namibia are working together on a newly launched credit life cover for the giant telecommunications postpaid customers. We speak to MTC's own corporate communications practitioner, John Ekongo.
The credit life insurance is basically a policy that is designed to help an MTC customer paying off outstanding debts in the event that he or she dies. Okay, so it is limited to postpaid contract customers that have an account with MTC. Okay, so that basically then means that, let's assume, for example, you had an outstanding contract for a term of 18 months with us, and you had a device value that was 4,000. Now, once you pass on all that contract value is still ongoing, that is when the credit card will come and help you pay off that outstanding contract value. So the idea, basically, the rationale behind it is basically just to provide a peace of mind, but also just to reduce stress and worry for your family when you should depart, and ultimately the objective is basically just to assist your family to be burdened with them taking on your account to pay it off because you're no longer in life. So it's basically a convenience that was aimed at making sure that we cater for the best intentions of our customers.
Okay. So, John, is this initiative already running or is it still to commence?
It's effective today. You can phone to any mobile home and it's effective today. It is for existing, new, potential customers. So, literally, it's completely voluntarily. So what will happen is that, let's assume you get to a mobile home and you sign up a new contract. Our sales of that home is there, which we might take on the credit life insurance through this mobile product. And if you say no, then no. If you say yes, that's it. It's definitely voluntary. It's similar to any other credit extension that's offered when you purchase a service through any other retail outlet, whether it be furniture or whether it be what, but yeah.
There like an age limitation to this whole initiative, or who exactly is it going to cater for? It's your customers, but is there an age range or so?
Obviously, you must be able to be of age of consent. It's 18 and above. You must definitely be of age of consent, because obviously for purpose of laws and compliances, and this cannot enter into sales agreements with any person less below the age of 18, which is the national age of consent in this country, one for agreements and legal agreements. So you must definitely be age from 18 and above.
Right, that is what we are getting. But according to MTC also, the credit life insurance benefit will be paid to the credit provider upon the death of a life insured who enjoys cover in terms of this policy. And the benefits are paid when the insurer receives a satisfactory documentary evidence that the life insured has passed. For example, if a customer has an outstanding contract term of 18 months with a device value of 4,000 Namibian dollars, the once-off payment required to initiate the cover will be 39 Namibian dollars. The once-off payment will thus differ from customer to customer based on the customer's contract terms. Now, MTC also states that the applicant will be covered under this policy upon acceptance or renewal of a post-paid contract package, which includes a mobile device, airtime consumption, and a bundled data service given by MTC. Moreover, they state that any MTC postpaid contract subscriber between the age of 18 and 75 are entitled to cover in terms of this proposal, provided they are a permanent resident in Namibia or is or will be a resident for a period of not less than 12 months. MTC also noted that a life assured may take out multiple MTC credit life policies over a maximum contract terms of 36 months, provided that he, provided that the combined value of the initial outstanding loan amounts on all contracts does not exceed $250,000. Furthermore, MTC states that should a subscriber be absent from Namibia for more than 12 consecutive months, the cover that such a subscriber would have been entitled to in terms of this proposal shall be forfeited. It's exactly 27 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock, and you are listening to On the Radar's Business News right here on Eagle FM with me, Herta Ikanjo. Now, also in other news, Orange Moon to host sports fundraising tournament. The Orange Moon town is set to host a fundraising sports event in November. This was revealed by its mayor, Elias Kasemba.
Oh, yeah. Usually the sport tournament is usually just a fundraising. We try to generate some funds on the, regarding on the mayor budget things. Because the main event, it will be hosted by next year, not this year. This year, just to generate, because we are saying that our budget, it was only 50,000, that you can not host either a tournament for the youth or whatever happening in town. Now, what we come up with is that let's try to host a fundraising where we have a gala dinner. Then from there, we have that small event, like maybe a seven-a-side tournament for the volleyball, netball, including also the soccer and the rugby. And that, in the same time, maybe we can have tickets that we can sell for gala dinner, including also the selling some food and whatever, just to generate an amount of money or to put it in our coffers.
When is this fundraising sports day set to take place?
It will take before Diamond Festival, which is going to be on the 5th of November this year. Then we have the end of the year, we have a Diamond Festival.
All right. Yes. Now, are there any sponsors involved?
No, not yet. Yeah, not yet. We are trying. Because we have two events now, it's very difficult that we can get more. No, our Rangemond is a small town. We don't have more businesses, only Namtep and other small businesses. But now what we consider too much to get more sponsor in it is on a Diamond Festival. But on the mayor fund, we only want to generate fund through the gala dinner, including also that some small item that we are selling for now.
So are there any schools involved? Who is actually involved in these tournaments that you are talking about?
No, usually we have the sport guys in Orange Mount, different sport activities, but not school, not usually the school, but the guys locally and unemployment people that are having their sport, especially the soccer guys and rugby, volleyball, they can take part of it. Yeah, and then we will call maybe perhaps we call two different municipalities, if it's not Cape Mars or one from Windhoek or Walvis, to join us just to also to support the tournament.
So what actually, you know, gave the push in the mayor to, you know, come up with this whole event? And is it a yearly event that you guys host every year, or is this the first time?
No, this is the first time since the proclaiming of our town. We never have type of event, and we wanted to have it, but because of the budget that we budget for 50,000 is very less to host the event. That's why we say let's start by next year, but this year let's just try to generate fund. And including the same fund of mayor is where we also sponsor the youth people that want to travel for the other event or also issues that are facing our community. But the amount of money that we have in our community is very small. That's why we say let's try to generate fund, because we also had the issue of the mayor, I think, because we used to have approval from the ministry and then it takes long. That's why we get an advice from the ministry, we need just to open a separate account so that we can have enough space where we can committee that be established. We, if you want to sponsor something, we cannot wait for ministry approval. You understand it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what are your words for those out there in Oranyemund? What are you going to tell them? No. Regarding this.
Usually, what we do is that what I'm requesting is for the community just to come out and also to sponsor the fundraising of the mayor, because usually just for community, the amount of whatever we generate today is to assist our community that they need of anything through the office of the mayor. Yeah, and then also to take our youth at unemployment, to keep them busy so that they cannot involve on an unwanted event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we call upon people when we have, especially when you are selling meats and whatever it is, we call upon all the community members from Oranyemund just to come by and support this.
And this actually brings us to the end of our business segment right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station. It's exactly 32 minutes past the hour of 2 o'clock. And from me, Herta Ikanjo, it's a goodbye. See you guys next time, same place, right here on Eagle FM. I am actually going to hand over to my colleague from the Northern station. That is Eba, who will be bringing you the latest Oshiwambo news. Stay tuned.